Walla Walla Public Schools have heard from community members for several months to remove books from the district. In order to continue to respond to complaints, the district developed a new review policy. NWPB's Dori Luzo-Gilmore explains.
The first book the school district reviewed was a graphic novel called Genderqueer by author-illustrator Maya Kobabe. Genderqueer is an autobiography of an adolescent experiencing coming of age and crushes with their non-binary friends. The speakers at the Walla Walla School Board said the discussions on racism, violence, sexual situation, and gender and sexuality in these books are not appropriate for children in schools. Dominic Baer is a Wahai senior. He was angry at some of the commentators' misplaced advocacy. They say they are protecting kids. Dominic disagrees.
The notion that high schoolers cannot speak for ourselves in matters that concern our own education and the quality of our life in the future is wrong.
Other books that were named in the November meeting included The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison, The Hate You Give by Angie Thomas, and I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter by Erica L. Sanchez. Dominic's AP English course has read books that are now being questioned.
Things Fall Apart, my personal favorite book, I read it in my sophomore year, has been questioned whether or not it should be within our library because it tackles topics of cultural diversification, colonization, some violence, which is really quite unfortunate.
School districts across the country are facing calls for removal of certain books under the belief that some are teaching critical race theory. The library's material review committee was formed to respond to requests. One key component of the policy, the person filing the complaint must have read the book themselves. The American Library Association reports 273 books are being affected by censorship. These books often have content about race, gender, and sexuality. For NWPB, I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.